This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The Syrian fighters vowed to kill the pigs and infidels as they paraded their Kurdish captives in front of cameras and in one graphic video fired several rounds into a man lying on the side of a highway with his hands bound behind his back. They are part of Turkey's offensive against U.S. allied Kurdish forces who were abandoned last week after President Donald Trump ordered the withdrawal of American troops from northern Syria. VOA's Heather Murdoch is on the ground in Syria.
Well, I think in a lot of sense, it's already happening. And we're also a little bit limited in our mobility at the moment because there's so much fighting and there's no clear front line. So far as we know, hundreds of people have been killed, and including some reporters. One aspect of the humanitarian crisis that's hard to put our finger on is that there's a large refugee camp of 14,000 people that security left, and most of them just left.
Slavica Hoc has more for VOA.
The Turkish president has rejected international calls to withdraw from Syria, insisting that he will remove what he calls Kurdish terrorists from the border with Turkey.
Aynı şekilde Cerablus'u biz bu teröristlerden temizledik mi?
We cleared Cerablus from terrorists as well. Are there Turks there now? No, it's the true owners who are there. Don't they see this? European Union, don't you see this? Arab League, don't you see this? Wasn't it you who excluded Syria from the Arab League?
Erdogan has dismissed U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to impose crippling economic sanctions on Turkey, but praised his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. Zlarica Hoc, VOA News, Washington.
For more on the story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Texas police officer who shot and killed a black woman in her home is being held in jail on a murder charge. Aaron Dean was arrested just hours after he resigned from the Fort Worth police force on Monday. The city's police chief, Edwin Krause, told a news conference that Dean would have been fired had he not resigned. Dean, who his wife is white, shot 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson, who is black, through a house window Saturday after a neighbor called a non-emergency police line to report Jefferson's front door had been left open. Jefferson was in the house with her 8-year-old nephew at the time. A United Nations investigation has found insurgent attacks targeting the recent presidential electoral process in Afghanistan caused nearly 460 civilian casualties, including 85 deaths. The special report by the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, released Tuesday, blames more than 80% of the casualties on the Taliban's deliberate campaign of violence and intimidation to disrupt the September 28th election. The insurgent group had repeatedly made public statements warning Afghan voters to stay away from the election and ordered its fighters to attack organizers as well as security forces guarding the electoral process. Three American economists, including a married couple, have won the Nobel Prize in Economics for their work in helping address global poverty. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports.
U.S.-based economist Esther Duflo made history on Monday when she became the second female winner of the Nobel Economics Prize and the youngest at 46 years old. She won it with her husband and fellow MIT colleague Abhijit Banerjee, as well as Harvard University researcher Michael Kramer, for their work on fighting poverty. The trio's work focuses on how poverty can be tackled by breaking it down into smaller and more precise questions. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, which awards the prize, said their work ranged from helping millions of school children to helping governments increase funding for preventative medicine.
Reuters' Nathan Frandino. A dozen Democratic presidential candidates will be on stage for the party's next primary debate tonight on the campus of Otterbein University in Westerville, Ohio. This will be the fourth Democratic debate since June and will feature the largest group on stage for a single debate. Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard and Tom Steyer, a former hedge fund investor and environmental activist, will join the 10 Democrats who took part in the previous debate in September. It's likely that the impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump will be a major focus of discussion on Tuesday evening. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.